Let's learn. I think Lechatchila this was supposed to be every second week, but we want to get something in before Yontif. And next Monday, I'll notice. Oh, yeah. Chasnas. So I think it's Labor Day. So I wanted to get in to continue with what we began last week. We're learning, for those who were not here, who just came, we're learning some of the Yesaidas, really, really, the Yesaidas of Chassidus, by way of this magnificent maimer of the present Shlomo Rebbe, the Darchei Noam, which I know many of you have seen this form. We began last week, we're on page Kuf Pei Beis. Everybody look, Kuf Pei Beis, which is Kol HaTorah Yehudi Loimed. So we began last week, and the Rebbe was explaining how the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, there are many, many different Bati Midrashim in the world of the Baal Shem Tov. And oftentimes, as we spoke about last week, oftentimes it becomes a little bit difficult to understand how is it possible that these two voices are coming from that same mouth of the Baal Shem Tov. How could it be that Chabad, Breslov, Slonim, Pshischa, Kotsk, how could this all be from that one flash of light that Hashem sent into this world at the end of time, the light of the Baal Shem. But we learned that what the Rebbe is explaining here is that what all of them share in common, is Avodas Pnim. Avodas Pnim, Pnimius, Simon, a longing, a thirst, a hishtetikus, developing a personal relationship with the Bari Olam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. On Kuf Pei Beis, on the right side, where it says, Kol HaTorah Yehudi Lomed. Right? Let's go. Kol HaTorah Yehudi Lomed. Every Jew learns Torah. And there are different shittas, what's called Torah Lishma. Those who are familiar with the Nesiva Shalom and Bechlal Salam, as you know, it's not philosophical. It's poshut. And the pshittas, what the Rebbe is talking about here, is that kol haTorah Yehudi Loimed Avodas Hashem Shelo, the Chol Mitzvah Shu Makayim, everything that we do, whatever Torah that we're learning, whatever mitzvahs that we're doing, B'yichud HaMitzvah Shen Hein Chovis HaLavavis, and of course, particularly those mitzvahs that are Chovis HaLavavis, that have to do with Ahavas Hashem, with Yiras Hashem, the mitzvahs Tefillah, Chovis HaLavavis, the duties of the heart. Erkom nimdad b'midas hakesher v'hatanug v'hatzimon sheyesh lo ba'asiyasa. The way to measure these mitzvahs, they all have to be fulfilled, of course, properly. But the inyan of Ahavas Hashem is not alumdis in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. What does it mean v'ahavtas Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha? What does that mean? What does it mean to love Hashem with all of your heart? And b'chlal, to daven. What does it mean to daven? That there should be a kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. All of these mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, learning Torah, any mitzvah that a person is doing, it's all measured, the Rebbe says, erkom, the value of that mitzvah is nimdad in Chassidus, b'midas hakesher v'hatanug v'hatzimon sheyesh lo ba'asiyasa. Listen, you have to do the mitzvah no matter what. But the value of that mitzvah and the impact that it has on your life and how it changes your life depends on the kesher, the tanug, the pleasure, the kesher, the connection, the tzimon, the thirst that one has when doing the mitzvahs. K'may shekosev b'divrei Shmuel, ala posek ki vi choshak, the divrei Shmuel from Slonim writes, ha'ikar hu lo'oireh regesh alev. The ikar is to be ma'oireh, to awaken, to arouse regesh alev, the emotions of the heart. Omnam kol ma sheyehudi oisa l'shem shamayim hu tov b'vaday. Of course, anything that we do that's l'shem shamayim, that we want to do, is of course it's good. Beinim hu loimed mispal, whether it's an inyan of learning or whether you're davening, or mefazel tzedakah, or you're giving money for tzedakah. Avol ha'ikar, the Divrei Shmuel says, Avol ha'ikar b'chol zeh hu tshuka v'amkus halev. The ikar in everything that we do, as we were talking about last week, how you give somebody a shalom aleichem, how you say good Shabbos to somebody. The ikkar in everything that a person does is tshuka v'amkus alev. That inyan of tshuka, of longing, amkus alev, and from the, and that good Shabbos, as much as it's possible, should come from the deepest part of who I am. It should come from the amkus alev. Ki tov ma'at bekavana. That's already a klal that we have in halacha. It's actually in the halachas of slichas, the taz, and which brought down in poskim, whether to say a lot without kavana or to say less, but to try your best to put your koiches into the kavana. So tov ma'at bekavana. Moshe l'misha marzik m'lei chofna matbeos nachayishes. He brings a moshe for a person who's holding a bunch of copper coins matbeos nachayishes. V'nidme be'enav sheyesh lo hain rav. He's holding copper coins, very cheap, pennies, and he thinks that he has a lot of money. So this guy is all excited. My father, he should be well, told me that after the war, after the Holocaust, so in Europe, the money wasn't worth it. They had German marks. My father said after the war, that was the currency that they had, was German marks. He said, you had to have, like, to buy a loaf of bread, you had to have, like, 42,000 marks. So he said, like, you had to carry around, like, a sack of bills to buy. So it looks like you're a big gevir, you know. You show somebody, I have a bag filled with bills. But it's not worth anything. It wasn't worth anything. Or it's worth very, very little. So here you have a guy, and he's got, like, a big collection of pennies. And he's all excited because he feels like a little child. If you give him a lot of pennies, he feels like he's a gevir, right? Because he has a lot of money. But they're all pennies. As opposed to the person who has achmar beya acha shel zohav shkula keneged kulan. But one gold coin is shkula keneged kulan. One gold coin is worth more than all of the pennies. B'zeh divrei Shmuel. B'zeh shoma ki vi chashak zo ha'ikah. The cheshik is the ikah. Not that you don't do the mitzvah. Even if you don't feel anything, you do what you have to do. But the ikka, the tachlis, is to come to that point of kivi chashak, cheshek, cheshek alev, amkus alev. Of course, in the future, the Rebbe is going to explain all this ba'emek. Erech shel mitzvah nimdad be'ikka b'midas haru'usa deliba. The value, the worth of that mitzvah, that coin, of right now, this coin is called tefillin. This coin is called Talmud Torah. This coin is Shachris or Mincha. But the value of that coin, the value of that currency, the Rebbe explains, is Be'ikir, it's measured by the by Ru'usa Deliba, by the Rotzen of the heart, Ru'usa Deliba. Vahat Shuka Vahat Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Shiesh B'Maisa HaMitzvah. And the longing and the joy that you have in the Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's what makes the things that we do in our lives into golden coins as opposed to pennies. That's what makes them into gold. Those, the Ru'usa Deliba, the Ratzon Halev, the longing of the heart, makes our lives, makes them, those moments of our life into gold. Now when you do a mitzvah, which itself is a chashuv, it's a big accomplishment, but you do the mitzvah and you're missing ki vi chashak, you're missing the cheshek. You're missing the cheshek. You know, you're sitting there chas v'shalom sukkos and you're hoping that it's going to rain so you could eat inside. It's a terrible thing. I can't tell you that I've never felt that. Like I've felt that. I'm sure that everybody. I'm just consoling myself to say that everybody thinks that. But you know, let's say you're sleeping in the sukkah 3-4 nights and you're getting. You're losing to the bugs, you know, and to the bugs and the slugs and whatever it is outside at night, and you're sleeping in the sukkah, which I always try to sleep in the sukkah. I always try. So you're hoping, like, give me one, like, you know, like a good rain, like 42 degrees in rain, that I don't have to feel like embarrassed that I'm really a mitzvah, you know, I'm really a mitzvah, and I can go in from the sukkah. Not, you know, you love the mitzvah sukkah, but it's already the third day. You know what I mean? It's not the first night of Sukkot, everybody goes with their sleeping bags and their pillows and the you know, and everybody's all excited. We're going to do this, it, you know, going out to the Sukkot. But the time comes to the third, fourth night, you know, it's a little what we call Eisgespielt. You feel like being indoors, you know. And Kivi Chashak, okay, so the mitzvah, to have a simcha shel mitzvah, all the chassidim, whether it's Breslov, Chabad, Pshischa, the ikur is the avodas hapnim, kivi chashak, v'usa deliba. But what if you have a person who's makan the mitzvah with all of the hidurim and all the digdukim ha-digdukim? In other words, he's careful. He's got his hadasim would make the Chazan Ish happy, and it would make the Rebbe Avraham Chaim Noah happy, and it would make the Kitzchuk Noach. Everybody would be happy with his hadasim, and he goes to listen to tekiyas. He wants to make sure. So he's in Yerushalayim. She goes to 10 different Bate Midrashim because he wants to hear the Taimanim, how they blow tekiyas. He's nervous. He's not yotze with this. So then he goes to hear the tekiyas and bells and babav. And he wants to make sure to cover all of his tekiyas. And he does it with all the hidurim. And he wears tzitzis, the big fat tzitzis, or they get the very, 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 very skinny tzitzis. Or whatever it is. He wants to be yotze with all the dikduk and all the hidurim. It's all beautiful. And Jews try to do the best they can. And with all the chummis. But erka muad ma'oid. Even though it could be the most expensive tzitzis in the world, it could be the most beautiful hadasim, but the value is very little. Lumas mitzvah imrus deliba, as opposed to a mitzvah, even if it's not the super deluxe tzitzis, even if it's not the fanciest esrig, but it's an esrig that's not only does the esrig represent the heart, but the esrig is the mitzvah esrig you're trying to become the mitzvah. Birusa deliba, the rotzen halev, the birusa deliba. I just remember, there's a story from the Rebbe's ancestor, from the first Lama Rebbe, the Yisoid HaAvoda. It says that it was Parsha Shoftim, and the Yisoid HaAvoda was saying some Torah at the Tish on the mitzvah of Soim Tasim Alach HaMelech, right? We just learned it 2 weeks ago. The mitzvah to have a king. The mitzvah, or when you have a king, what the mitzvahs of HaMelech are. So the Torah says, Som Tassim Alech HaMelech, it says, Mekar V'Achecha, right? From amongst your brothers, you should choose a king. So the Slan Rebbe said at the Tish, he said a Torah, and the gist of the Torah was this. He said, Som Tassim Alech HaMelech, that if Jews want to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, listen how you could mess up a pasuk. And I'm saying that with affection. What it means to hear a vart. Soim Tassim Alech HaMelech, the Rebbe said like this. In order that Jews should be able to mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, you know how you accomplish that? So the pasuk goes on and says that it has to be a Jewish king. So it says, Kerev Achecha, right? Has to be a Jew. So the Slan Rebbe, the first Slan Rebbe that he said, Havadah said, Kerev Achecha means that's when Jews sit together, like brothers, and they give to each other, Mekerev Achecha. From the deepest place of themselves, they give one to the other. When Jews treat each other in that way, and they love each other, mikerev, from deep inside, mikerev achecha, with a deep feeling of brotherhood and friendship, that's how we can be makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's the opening to accepting Hashem as king. So, the Rebbe said this Torah, and there was a misnagid that came to visit Slonim, he was sitting at the table. You can imagine, you can manage to lose your whole appetite for Shabbos from such a thing, right? Mikerev achecha, som tassim alecha melech, mikerev achecha, what does it have to do? So this Misnaga comes after Shabbos. He waited. He was able to hold himself. So he came after Shabbos, and he goes to the Yisrael HaVayda, and he said, I don't understand, Rabbi, the Pshat and Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk doesn't stim. It says, like this, Malach Ishnachri. So it says you can't have an Ishnachri. So the Pshat and Pasuk is talking about that it just has to be a Jewish king. The end of the Pasuk says it can't be a Nachri. So he asked this, like the Yisrael, you know, the Yisrael HaVayda was a huge gong. A huge guy. So he asked the Yisrael HaVayda, he asked the Makash. He's saying that's not the Pshat and Pasuk. The Pshat and Pasuk means that the king has to be Jewish. What do you mean? Sim Tassim Alech HaMelech? It means that the Jewish people have to have a king. It doesn't mean that we should Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. So the Slonim was, the Yisrael HaVayda was listening to this Misnagi with his Kashas. And he said, how come the Slonim asked him, how come there were around 500 people at the Tish. How come you're the only one that has that kasha? I'll tell you why. As we said, I'll tell you why. He said that there's a person who can't breathe. It's a terrible, terrible problem with congestion in his lungs. He can't breathe. So he goes to the doctor. And the doctor tells him he has to take a certain mints or chemicals, whatever, and he has to go and to pour it. He has to poured onto burning coals, right? And then comes up steam, and he puts his head over there, and he breathes. You breathe, and that'll help you. So the doctor told him that that's what you need, and he gave him a prescription to get the chemical, whatever that stuff is, and to go, and it'll help you clear your chest up and help you breathe. So the Slum Rebbe tells this Misnagid, he says, so this guy goes, and he comes back to the doctor a couple days later, and he's coughing, and he's sick. And the doctor said, what happened to you? You didn't do what I told you. And the guy said, no, doctor, I got the chemicals and I poured them onto the coals. So he says, and you were inhaling? He said, no. I didn't. Nothing was coming. There was no smoke. He said, did you put a fire? Did you light the fire? He said, oh no, I forgot that part. I didn't light the fire. It was the only thing I didn't do was I didn't light the fire. So the Yisrael Avada said to this Misnagid, you have to understand. When the Chassidim came to the Tish, they came with hearts that are on fire. You understand? And when I poured that vart on their hearts, the steam that came out gave them life, and will continue to give them life beyond Shabbos. Without the fire, without the Ru'usa Deliba, it doesn't bring to that Rufu, it doesn't bring to that Yishuv. So you came to the Tish and you wanted to hear some Torah with the expectation that you're going to hear a good Dvar Torah, which is a fair expectation. We all like to hear good Dvar Torah. Yisrael Avada knew how to say very good Dvar Torah. He wrote a magnificent parish in the Mechilta. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. But they didn't come to the Tish to hear a pshat and pasuk. They came to be mizdabik to the Bari Olam, to have a connection, a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And when they came in such a way, when their hearts were already on fire, when I poured those words upon those hearts, so the steam came out from those hearts. But when a heart is cold, so then it makes no difference. Whatever you pour on it, there's only going to be kashas. There's going to be kashas. Just to have to slug up, to ask a kasha. But the steam is not going to come out from there. But this is by all the tzaddikim. Ru'usa Deliba. And we saw that last week. Kumeisha Kosef, the last two lines. Kumeisha Kosef Haran. Right? We saw that last week. Ke'amaisim Hatovim. The Ran writes, Ke'amaisim in the Droshes. Ke'amaisim Hatovim. Ein Tachlis Kavanosam Shiyasum He'evarim. The Ran writes, when it comes to Maisim Tovim, the Tachlis is not just, but what? Shiyasum Ha'evarim, that one should carry out these actions with their bodies, with their limbs. Ela kavanas alev b'hem. The Ran writes, the tachlis is that they should be done with kavanas alev. U'kefi shehoyu chassidim oimrim lahamchis es hadavar. And the chassidim would say, to make this something which is more tangible, shebo'olam haba, that in olam haba, yesh sakim rabim, Milayim mitzvahs l'roiv. In Olam Haba, there are big sacks, there are big bags that are filled with lots of mitzvahs. Ve'ein misha mukhan lizois es atzmai kebal ha-mitzvahs. But there's nobody who is ready to claim any of those bags of mitzvahs. Why? You think that everybody would be running to show, this is my bag of mitzvahs. L'gordel ha-busha be'ezah oifen kimu mitzvahs eilu. Because there's going to be such embarrassment about how they were making those mitzvahs. There'll be lots of bags of mitzvahs. And everybody's going to have like his bag of mitzvahs that he did in his life. But they're not going to run to grab the bag, because there's going to be, in the world of truth, an embarrassment. I had a whole life. I had 70, 80, 90, 100 years of tefillin. Every morning. I had a whole life of tzitzis. I had a whole life of learning Torah. I had a whole life of making brachas. I had a whole life. And I filled up a sack with thousands and thousands and thousands of minchas. Thousands and thousands of times that I benched, thousands of brachas, thousands of ashrays and shemen esrays, and many lulav and esrig and tkiyah shayfa, big sacks filled with mitzvahs. So why isn't everybody going to be running to claim that's my big? And it has the name on it someplace over there. It says the name, but why aren't we going to be claiming the big? So the tzaddik, the chassidim say, because a person is going to then, in the world of truth, is going to be so embarrassed. all of those tefillins I put on with a cold heart, and all of the tekiyah shayfas and all of the ashrays and all of the benching and all of it was empty. So the mitzvahs are in the big, but they're empty. L'gadol habusha be'ez ha'ofen kima mitzvahs eilu. V'zeh ha'musag or. And this is the musag of or, of light, which you see in all the chassidus. I'm always talking about or, that word light. The Ramchal in the Klach Pitzchei Chachma and other places he talks about, why is it that we see the Kabbalists from also always use the mashal of or, right, of light, or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, why light? Svarim talk about that. It's the most subtle piece of this world that we could hold, that we could try to identify as something in Ruchnius. So there are explanations. Why is the mashal of or? Why is it used? Shechizru tamid achar regesh lichtikayt. Chassidim in the Svarim always talks about a moment of lichtigkeit, of or. I spoke about this a little bit, I think 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year. It's a Chanukah, it's a lot by Chanukah, you see, because the whole Yontif of Chanukah is or. But you have that. And I spoke about it, I'm not going to go into Halarichas now, but this is a very big inyan, the inyan of or. It means you can walk into a house, and if that husband and wife and those children, if there's a certain simcha in that house, if there's a certain love in that house, you could almost, the second you walk in, you could feel there's an aura. It doesn't mean that bulbs. It means there's a lichtigkeit. There's something shining in that place. There's something deep that's going on in that place. When you walk into a room and you see that they're friends and they're laughing with each other and talking with each other, there's a lichtigkeit. There's an aura. There's an aura. There's a light that's there. You could have marriages, people are married for 30, 40, 50 years, and they do exactly what they're supposed to do. He goes and he makes a living, she prepares supper, they're nice people, and they're good to each other. He gets her flowers a little bit, you know, buys a birthday card a little bit. Everything on paper is the way it's supposed to be. But when you're in that place, you still feel that it's missing light. It's missing aura. You can see that in a couple, in a married couple. Sometimes they could be 80 years old, 90 years old. You know, like in Miami, walking, holding hands on the boardwalk, you know? They don't have to be holding hands, but even if they're not holding hands, they're holding hands. And you see, there's a lichtigkeit. There's a lichtigkeit between these people. In other words, it's not just that she cooks and he works. There's a lichtigkeit. There's an or. There's an or. That's the or HaBal Shem Tov. When you hear that term, or Roshel Mashiach, or HaBal Shem Tov, or HaChassidus. It's not something you could define to say, what is it exactly? What is that exactly? But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh changed something that he brought into this world, that aura, that light of the end of time, which is the light of the 7 days of creation. It's not just accumulating mitzvahs. It's not just accumulating more blat gemara. It's not just that you're a bigger lamdan, or you're doing more ma'isim toivim, or you do a lot of nice things for people. It means that you have a life that's filled with aura. That every mitzvah that you do is lichtig. Again, when you say a good Shabbos, it's a lichtigig. It's a lichtigig good Shabbos. It's not just good Shabbos. It's not just the beyetz of the mitzvah. Lichtigkeit. V'chol magamosim v'kiim ha'tor v'ha'mitzvah so'yesa k'day lizkos l'regel shel or u'dvekes b'ashem. The whole objective and goal of a life of Torah mitzvahs is to have a little bit lichtigkeit. We understand you can't live like that all the time. You can't live like that. You're not always going to be in that place of feeling that. Seder. And there's rots of a shav, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But the avoida was an avoida that I should be able to have here and there moments of lichtigkeit, here and there moments of dveikus basha, when it's clear and it's with a hergish. K'di'isa b'zara kodesh b'svar makadayishim shakol tayag mitzvahs hein eitzis lazdabik basha. There are those who say this comes from the Baal Shem Tov himself, that I mean, the Baal Shem Tov explained it. We know that in the Zohar Kodesh, we're already taught that mitzvahs are called eaten, are called... The lashon of mitzvah, the Baal Shem Tov spoke about this a lot, that the lashon of mitzvah means tzavta, tzavsa, tzadik vav vav sof alf, means to bind something together, to hold things together, to glue something together. Shkol tayg mitzvahs, the Zohar says, are eitzis, what? L'hizdabik b'Hashem. Every mitzvah is Hashem giving us a means by which we could be mizdabik to Him, that we could come to the madrega of bichasha. to have a cheshek b'Hashem. Every mitzvah is an eitzah. Every mitzvah is a way that Hashem gave us to come to Him. Or perusho, the meaning of light, is she Yehudi margis tshuka v'tam b'avodas Hashem. It's when a Jew feels a tshuka, a longing, and a tam in his avodas Hashem. Umargis schus v'oisha, ein case, and he feels a schus, and he feels joy, ein case, without end. B'meshu Yehudi b'zoich l'avodas Hashem, that I'm a Jew. And I'm zoichet to be an eved Hashem. That I'm zoichet to serve Hashem. That I'm zoichet to serve Hashem. He feels a schus. An oisha ain't kates. That's or. V'im eino margish kol tzimon. But if God forbid a person doesn't feel any tzimon at all. V'chol avadoso. And all of his avadas Hashem is kemitzus anoshim lumoda. Is just kemitzus anoshim lumoda. Either because he's afraid of punishment, or just because he has to do it, whatever. Bli yirav ahava, but without yiras Hashem, or without ahavas Hashem. Ein lecha chashkus gedoy lemizu. There's no greater darkness in life than that. Ein lecha chashkus gedoy lemizu. There's no bigger chashkus. There's no deeper darkness than that. Uchiyadu inyan zet toifes mokim erkazi b'seifi yisayt ha'avayda. And this is a very big inyan in the Sefer Yisayit HaAvodah, Shechiba Maran HaSaba Kedisha Mislonim, which is from the first Rebbe of Slonim, the Yisayit HaAvodah, Rebbe Avraham. Shedvarav Miyusodim Al Divrei Chazal. One of the things about the Sefer Yisayit HaAvodah, have any of you learned this Yisayit HaAvodah at all? No? One of the things about the Yisayit HaAvodah is, it's very rare that he brings from the Chassidus HaSfar. The Yisayit HaAvodah is built entirely upon Chazal and Rishayim. Chazal and Rishayim, straight. He doesn't bring from this safe and that safe, straight. And he did that for the purpose of showing how the Yisaitis of Teres HaBal Shem, of course, is all in Shas, and in Medrash, and the Zohar Kodesh, and the Rishayim. Lochiach, and there the Yisayit HaAvodah shows, Ki Yisod HaAvodah Hu Rachman HaLibaboy. Which you could probably say is the main thesis of the entire Sefer Yisayit HaAvodah, is this Iker of Rachmana Liba Boy. That Hashem is Baruch, like the Ran said, that Rachmana Liba Boy, that Hashem is Baruch wants Avodas Halev, Rachmana Liba Boy. Ukamoy Shemevi, as Divrei Tonad Velio, B'Shevach Dor Yetze Mitzrayim. It says in Tonad Velio, by the door that left Mitzrayim, Shem Chashuv Mi Yoyse Mikol HaDoyuz, that the generation that left Mitzrayim, Achashuvim Yoyse Mikol HaDoyuz, that the memory that Hashem has of that door that left Mitzrayim is the most beautiful memories that Hashem has of that generation that left Mitzrayim. And Chazal say that those Jews that left Mitzrayim, that Karban Pesach of that generation was worth more than a lot of our mitzvahs. Their matzah was worth more than a lot of our mitzvahs. Vaydi Yisashom, mitzvah achas hoysa biyodan. Chazal say, mitzvah achas hoysa biyodan, that they had one mitzvah. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them to keep Shabbos in Mitzrayim. That they kept Shabbos at the end. They kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Mitzvah achas ha'isa b'yodam v'haisa l'fnekash baruch hu noyach harba yoyse mimea mitzvahs. And that their one mitzvah was worth more than 100 of our mitzvahs. Because of akach. Harei zem avu abay. Shai ikahu ha'avayd ha'pnimis. I was talking about that a little bit this morning with some of the chavr in the shiur that we were learning this morning by Rav Moshe Tzvi in the shiur. When a person does something, even if it's not perfect, but he does it beruusa deliba with mesiras nefesh, and he has to be oimid bin nisayin, and it's hard for him, and it comes to him in a very hard way. The mitzvah didn't come to him in an easy way. He had to really, really work hard to come to this mitzvah. In this inyan of aseit toiv, he had to work very, very hard in this inyan of sur meira to stay away from doing something bad. That's all beruusa deliba. It's because rotzen halev. If you're someplace sitting in a basement somewhere, and you got, God forbid, you got the computer on, and your hand is shaking to press that button that you've pressed unfortunately in the past, and it brings on things there that you shouldn't see with your eyes, and you give a scream to yourself inside of yourself, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hold myself back this time. Ru'usa deliba is not only nasei toiv; it's in sur meira. That we learned, we were talking about that the machrizim of b'shamayim, that in shamayim, that's the biggest thing. One mitzvah that a person does, b'ru'usa deliba. One sur meira that a person does, b'ru'usa deliba, the ratzon halev, the mesiras nefesh, with holding back, and it means to get up. That's why, every year I speak, I don't like to use the word to speak against, because I don't like to speak against anything that's Jewish, what Jews do. But I had a big chalitza. Chalitza Das, when they started making slichas everywhere, they started doing more and more at 10 o'clock at night, the slichas. The Jews had a little bit of a schus to get up, a little bit earlier in the morning. So you have to figure out that the slichas should stim with your schedule. Even that. And then you want Hashem Baruch to go an extra yard for you, right? That he should be mais and nefesh to let you off for this and to give you off for that. You can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning for a few days. Or 15 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier, half hour earlier, you can't get up. You can't get up. You have to make a 10 o'clock slichas, which all the Mekubalim said is Kaitzes B'Natiyas, which is Kemat, I shouldn't say. All right, it's not it. They don't like it. I'll say it like that. The Mekubalim to say slichas at night. At 10 o'clock at night to say slichas. I don't know if anybody hears that, I'm going to get aggravation from this, what I'm saying. Isn't it? The Mekubalim are against it. That's just the Mitzvahs. But why? Well, why do you have to say Slichas 10 o'clock at night? Why can't you get up early in the morning? For thousands, because Slichas is not so old. But since the time the Jews are saying Slichas, my father still remembers in his hometown, you read about it in stories, but my father already is into his 90s. He should be well. My father remembers the Gabbai coming and knocking with a hammer and saying, Kum kum havadisabara yidin shtayoif, yidin shtayoif, stand up. What are you lying there? What are you sleeping? It's almost Rosh Hashanah. My father remembers that. That a schus to a Jew, that a Jew would get up at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, that it would break his sleep, which Rabbi Nosson talks about in Likud HaLox, what it means to break one's sleep. Then you have Tikkun Chatzais, to break one's sleep, to break the guf, and to come to be Maisa Nefesh, Berusa Dlib, and to say, I'm a Jew, I want to get up and I want to do something special. It's Slichas. It has to be at your schedule when it's convenient for you. Because 10 o'clock is still good for you. You can't work it out in the morning. The Jews have been saying Slichas in the morning for so many years. So then they found, because there's a sefer that says like this, and they could dig up, you could dig up almost anything to anything, So he found a sheet like that. And all the Gedolei HaTorah, all the Mekubalim, for all of your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, they got up in the morning to say Slichas, but now we have to have a 10 o'clock at night Slichas, so it works out. So this way you could still have you could still go to the gym or something. I won't stay your schedule because 10 o'clock. What am I doing at 10 o'clock anyway? I'm tired of studying. I'm tired of the day already. I'm finished. So, all right, I'll say a couple of things. Usa deliba. Usa deliba. It means the schus that Hashem gives us an opportunity to say slichas. And if you think about the words, l'cha Hashem atztaka, and how the beautiful, what the words are, and how beautiful they are, what it means to be able to have a time of the year where a little bit of shaykh is a kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also has to be at our convenience. It can't be with a little bit to break. It can't be a little bit mesivus nefesh. What was the thing? When in shul, before the summer, so they start coming out with the Shabbos switch, what I'm talking about? That you should be able to, not to worry, you can come up to the house, you can turn on the light on Shabbos. And this guy called me. He means well, I'm sure he's a very sweet guy. He called me a few years ago and he was trying to work on this thing. He wanted to know if I would sign a thing to support. I said, I'll daven for you. You shouldn't be nichshol to make such a hashchos in the world. The Jews have a little bit of a schus till Shabbos, a little bit. This is going to help people keep Shabbos. He wanted to tie in, it's going to help people. I said, you could say that. What do we have to do by Sein Efesh for anymore? We used to sit, Chevra, when I was your age, I used to have to sit up to find a couple of kosher hadassim. You know what that was? To find mishuloshim, and you should be mishuloshim from top to bottom. You know how many hours it would take? We used to sit at night. I'm not talking about in the shtetl. I'm talking about in Kew Gardens. That's where I used to go. You sit at night, and there was a bucket, buckets of hadassim and water, and we used to sit around. Oh, we used to have a good time swimming also. We used to sit around looking at hadassim all night, not to find the hadas, kashif, to get a couple of kashif hadas, just a couple of kashif hadas. That's it. To find a couple of, but you know what it was? We felt good afterwards. I spent a couple of hours like it was avodas Hashem. Not because of a chumrah, just to get kosher hadas. Kosher hadas. 2 years ago, they already started packaging. The lulavs already pre-checked, right? You know that. That was 2 years ago. They came already pre-checked. Now the lulav is for sure. Don't you have to worry about it. Just take it home. It's okay. Next year, there'll be someone that's going to shake it for you. Everything is. They're taking away the little bit of Re'usa Daliba. We used to feel, you feel a little bit Mesivus Nefesh when you have to do something for the Bari Olam. You have to give up of yourself a little bit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give up a half hour of sleep. Give up 2 hours of your time to do Re'usa Daliba. There was a Ratzon HaLev that even simple Jews were able to connect to. That was the whole nachs that a Jew had doing a mitzvah. And you're going to ask Akasha, why it's a mitzvah to suffer? You have to waste your whole time. You have to be. You could be learning during that time that you're choosing hadassah. All these terutzim are terutzim, but it's not the pnimius ha'inyan. The pnimius adav is that what's missing is the ve'usa deliba, rachmana liba bay, to be ma'isa nefesh. You have to live in a neighborhood where there's always going to be a minyan when you happen to get up. Right? Isn't that nice? You like to get up at 8:45. I think there's a minyan at 9:00. It's great. Not that you have to get to the minyan on time, because the only minyan in town is at 7. You just go wherever you want to go. You go to the shtiblach. You go somewhere. There'll be a couple of Jews, even at 11:00 in the morning, a couple of Jews belting out, you know, a baruch shema yishtabach, and you'll find something. Was the person yaitse? Of course it was yaitse. Is it a good thing that he went to daven? It's a good thing that he went to daven. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Rusa Deliba. We're talking about the Or of Yiddishkeit. The Or of Yiddishkeit, the same thing, Mitzvah, all of you will be married and you'll have your children. The Or of a family is when you do something for your kids and you feel that closeness to them. When you give up something for your kids, when you give up something for your wife, there's an Or. There's a light that comes with that. But when it's cheap and it doesn't do it, it's not worth anything. There's no Or. There's no light. If you didn't have to give with the Rusa Deliba without Mesivus Nefesh, there's no Or. You officially, you have a family, officially it's a husband, officially it's a wife, officially everything is the way it's supposed to be. But the R, the Lichtigkeit. That for one mitzvah could be worth 100. Just like a gold coin, one gold coin is much, much more than all of the other little coins. Ulashana meya, ulav davka. Shekena could be, it's lav davka meya, next page, kuf pe gimel. It could be kama, mibne kama alofim. One mitzvah Rusa Deliba could be worth thousands that are without any feeling. The cave in the Rachmana Liba boy, Valev Hua Nefesh, the Sadov of the rights, the Erko Godl al Erech Acher Shemitzvoisov Gufoni Beloy Nefesh, that if a mitzvah is just done with the guf without the nefesh, be Sala Erko Sharishan Kame Erech Nefesh al Erech Guf. Can you actually make a comparison between the value of the nefesh and the value of the guf? It's apples and bananas. You can't compare the nefesh and the guf. So the Rebbe says, the Yisod of us is the same thing. How could you compare a mitzvah that was done with the nefesh, with simcha, with a feeling, to a mitzvah that was just done with a guf? The same way you can't compare a nefesh and a guf, a neshama and a guf, the two different mitzvahs. So to a mitzvah that was done with a little bit of a feeling, it already has a soul. That mitzvah has a nefesh. It's already a different mitzvah. This isn't the lulav, it's a lulav of the neshama. This isn't a Shemoneh Esrei, it's a Shemoneh Esrei with Neshama. Can you compare Neshama with the Guf? They're two different worlds, Neshama with the Guf. But if the Shemoneh Esrei is without any Neshama at all, then it's just a Guf. Ba, 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 ba. You have to do it anyway because you're Chayiv. But it's without a Neshama. You can't compare Neshama with the Guf. There's two different worlds, a Neshama and a Guf. Two different worlds. When you do somebody a Taiva, and the Taiva you do for the person is a Neshama de Ketaiva, you do it with a Neshama, you do it with heart. It's not the same thing. Even though the thing was the same thing, but it's a different. This one has or, and this one doesn't have or. It's two different things. It's not 100. It's alfilofim. The Medrash just says that like 100, you know, one mitzvah of the Dor Yetzer Mitzrayim is like 100 mitzvahs, but it can be thousands. It can be tens of thousands. It's ain't erech. You can't compare one to the other. You can't compare. Hashem's Baruch should help us. You know. is the tefillah that we have. This is the tefillah we have now. Hashem Kippur. I was learning with a couple of chaver this morning. This is the avodah that we have left. The avodah of this time of the year, Hashem Kippur, the tefillahs, the avodah, all that we do this time of the year is something a little bit that we have left from that world of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's very common this time of the year that a person should feel, oh, I'm getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. Just, you know, if you could close your eyes and know that you're going to be written, you know, in the good book, that it would be nice if we could just skip and get right away to, you know, Atar Es L'Das, not to Hakafis, right? Just let me get, if there were a way that you knew that some tzaddik would say, it's okay, you're all right, you don't need Rosh Hashanah Kippur, just you get straight to Hakafis. Many people would prefer skipping Rosh Hashanah Kippur. I say some Mitzvah, all the Slichas, the whole thing with the Machzor, and just get straight to Hakafis and have a good time. Let's move on with Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis. It's Chaval. This year, this time of the year, it's Molei Or. Molei Or. Molei Or. Dishu Hashem b'himotzai, k'u b'heyoysa karov, d'lechavet she'est. Why does it have to say, usually when somebody is far away, you have to call them, right? So it's strange. It says, Dishu Hashem b'himotzai, k'u b'heyoysa karov. If he's close to you, why do you have to call out? It's a good question. Kra'uhu b'yaisa karav. So the Lechavitch has said, it means like this. You think that you're far away. You think that you're far away from Hashem. So you feel like the only thing you can do is to scream and to call out to him. The truth is, Hashem is mamish karav. He's close to you. This time of the year, karav mamish. Ki karav lechadav mayd b'fichu l'vav chalas. He said, mamish, karav, karav, karav. Hashem should help us that it should be a lichtige Elul and a lichtige year. Who's holding the page?